Welcome to Docupied, a podcast about anime, manga, light novels, and industry news. I'm your host, Brandon, otherwise known as DocPay. And as you know by the title, this week I will be discussing Saint Young Men. It's been a little while since I've talked about a manga. I've been doing a lot of light novels recently, and that's because that's a lot of what I've been reading recently, and so I kind of cover what I read. But I thought maybe it was time to jump back into a great manga, one that I really never thought we would get licensed in English, explicitly because the author was against it for so long, at least rumored to be against it for a lot of reasons. we'll get into that. But anyway, this episode will be about Saint Young Men by Hikaru Nakamura. It's published by Kodansha Comics. There are currently 3 hardcover volumes out. The 4th volume is due out on November 10th, and each of these hardcover volumes is technically an omnibus, so it contains 2 of the original Japanese volumes. The series is ongoing in Japan, and I think there's like 17 volumes or so currently out, but I wouldn't really necessarily think of it like a big ongoing story in that way. Again, I will get into it all. And because I'm already talking about it, I will talk about the film and OVA episodes. Might as well bundle it all into one episode about the series. So let's start with the manga, obviously. This series is a slice of life comedy series that basically the story is that Jesus and Buddha decide to take a gap year in Tokyo, and it's kind of about their daily life. So let me actually just read the blurb on the back of Volume 1, and that'll give you a pretty good idea of this story. I mean, that's what they're designed for, right? It says, Saint Young Men, a slice of saintly life. Jesus, the Son of God. Buddha, the Enlightened One. 2 of history's most important figures whose sagely deeds have been told and retold. After a few millennia of helping humanity, they have decided to take some time off and rent an apartment together in modern-day Tokyo. But even their saintly status hasn't fully prepared them to navigate the ups and downs of life in 21st century Japan, from theme parks to shopping for rice cookers to the wonderful world of manga. Follow this pair on a goofy, light-hearted, and pun-filled adventure in friendship. And I do feel like that actually does a really good job of summarizing what this story is and how it is generally written. It is a slice of life comedy series, and the main characters just happen to be literally Jesus and Buddha. As someone who is absolutely not religious in any way, this concept doesn't remotely bother me, but as someone who has family that is religious, I still wouldn't think that this series is something that would bother most people. It is absolutely clearly meant as a lighthearted comedy, and unless you're like absolutely crazy, there's very little to nothing to take offense with in this story. So that actually brings me to the point that I made earlier, that I never thought we'd get this series in English. And when Kodansha initially announced that they were going to be publishing it digitally at first, which I bought those volumes as like a, well, as support, because I really never thought we'd get print. I never thought we'd get more than that, because they announced digital only at first. And so I was like, okay, I bought them. And I was happy too, because I love this series. And then miraculously, I guess it did well enough digitally that they decided to put it out in print in these wonderful hardcover releases that I am a big, big fan of. They are wonderful. I've got one in my hand right now, and I love it. It's slightly larger, like trim print size. It's a great volume. But yeah, anyway, you can imagine that the original author for this, Hikaru Nakamura, was understandably worried about releasing this in English, such that, you know, Jesus and Buddha are characters in a lighthearted comedy story. And you can imagine that there are people out there that would take this as some kind of blasphemy or, you know, offense against God or whatever nonsense they can cook up. But I don't know how Kodansha did it, but they did. We have it in English, and it's absolutely wonderful to have in my hands. That's kind of another reason I wanted to talk about the series, was because I'm just amazed that we have it in English. So, like I said, this story is a lighthearted comedy. It's a slice of life. If you've read or watched anything in that genre before, you understand what you're getting into. It's not something with an overarching story or plot, necessarily. Time is moderately irrelevant in these kind of works. Yes, time passes and there are different seasons, but it doesn't actually change anything. It just allows for different types of stories and interactions to occur. You know, they get to do a Christmas scene or chapter. You know, they get to do Easter, all that kind of thing. And that's why time moves in this story, but it also is truly irrelevant in, like, the most literal sense that any chapter could be set at any time. It's a slice of life. It doesn't matter. They're not going to change or age up necessarily. Like, yes, there is kind of a flow and a progression a little bit, especially because in this story, you know, they're taking this gap year, renting an apartment, and as they gain experiences and, you know, meet people, that kind of thing, things shift and change for them a little bit. But it's really, I mean, not the main draw. So comedy, I think, is very subjective overall. And I know that, you know, even amongst, you know, my best friends, that even if we like series in other genres and like them for even the same reasons, comedy is one that is very, like, personal to you, what you enjoy and find funny. So it's kind of interesting to me that, you know, an example being my best friend and I both love, you know, some shows and like a lot of the exact same things about them, but then we both have completely different tastes in comedy stuff generally. So just take it with a grain of salt that I love the jokes and the comedy in St. Young Men. I think it truly is lighthearted and goofy. I think a lot of the amusing situations of putting literal god figures on modern day Earth, like modern day Earth, you know, in Tokyo, doing mundane things, or, you know, meeting, like, adherents of their actual religions, that kind of thing, is just funny. Seeing them, you know, get into different hobbies that exist down here, you know, like manga, for example, or, you know, Buddha starts to, like, print, like, screen printing his own t-shirts, or, you know, using their kind of divine natures to make jokes, like, you know, Jesus turns water into wine, or he's, you know, he walks on water because turns out he's scared of swimming, or like a scene where Buddha takes long showers because he's always, you know, close to reaching enlightenment in there. Or how, like, in one chapter, they end up going to this Shinto fall festival, and as, like, literal, you know, god figures, they're participating in this other religion's festival. And it's just really funny. There's no harm or, like, negative anything with regards to this story. Everything plays out very lighthearted way. And the real gag is at the end of the chapter, they get their, like, fortunes. They do the fortune lottery thing, and they both get bad luck with, like, directed messages being like, act your age, or don't get so lost in your merrymaking, kind of thing. And they're just like, I think we're busted. Because they're kind of sort of doing this in secret. And overall, a lot of the appeal for the story is the friendship between Jesus and Buddha, the fact that there's no, like, animosity here, and it really truly is a series that both allows its main characters to be characters. They are not, you know, the religious, well, they are the religious figures and a lot that comes with it, but they get to kind of be just people in this story. In a way, it's kind of the opposite of an isekai, where, you know, a protagonist from our world that we can sympathize and insert into in that way goes into some fantasy world and gets to do all these crazy things. It's kind of the opposite, where these big figures come into our world that we know, and it's amusing watching them do all the mundane things that we take for granted and watch them just completely fumble about or get into hilarious shenanigans, again, doing just like completely average, normal things for like regular old modern day life in Tokyo, at least, of course. And then couple with that, the kind of outrageous nature of the fact that this is Jesus and Buddha, it just takes everything to the next level. And actually, a somewhat apt comparison here might be the devil is a part-timer. It has a similar, like, reverse isekai story where, in this case, the Devil King, or the Demon Lord, or whatever they called him in that series, ends up in modern-day Tokyo and lives his life and works part-time at a fast food restaurant, lives in a small apartment. It's that very similar kind of setup feel to it and has a lot of, you know, overlapping similar elements. And that story is very different, of course. There's, you know, romance, it's more of a light novel. Well, it is a light novel, but it has more of the trappings of a light novel in terms of genre, whereas Saint Young Men follows more along the lines of a slice of life manga, similar to kind of other laid-back type stories that has like a similar somewhat feel to, like, you know, Yotsubato or something. And then, you know, then we have the characters, and obviously the main two are Jesus and Buddha. And as someone who is intensely not religious, that doesn't matter to me at all. They're just characters. And what I mean by that is I do have a familiarity with both of them, you know, as religious figures or historical or semi-historical or, you know, whatever figures. They exist as kind of known archetypes or figures in a lot of people's minds, and they maintain a semblance of that. Like, they absolutely will resemble those characters in that they both do kind of radiate that kindness that at least what you'd think them as, you know, religious figures really stood for, and not all the nonsense garbage you hear today, but setting that aside, they're just kind of like laid back on vacation versions of themselves. They do a number of gags related to their various, you know, divinity or powers, or I think powers is a funny way to put it, but like I mentioned, you know, Jesus's ability to turn water into wine or walk on water, you know, if those aren't powers, abilities, whatever they are, all of that is incorporated into them as characters. And then Hikaru Nakamura puts her own twist on them, gives them their own quirks, their own personalities, distinctly separates them from them as like the pure religious figures to these are just real characters in this story who are basically just people. I mean, they're kind of perfectly kind people who like never do anything bad, and that's also part of the running gag, but they share a lot of the same, like they go through a lot of the same experiences as we do in our daily lives, or at least people who live in or around Tokyo. So despite them being these like big religious figures, there is kind of an incredible, again, for a story about these godly religious figures, it's incredibly down to earth. It really is quite crazy how relatable they are as characters and how relatable the story as a whole, or each, not as a whole because it's not really that kind of story, but how each, you know, experience they go through is just so entirely relatable. So really, I can't recommend this series more. It's absolutely fantastic, wonderful, funny, truly just a nice, easy read. And at least for me, it's just a very like special series that I never thought I'd see published in English, and I'm just overjoyed that it is. Now, let's talk a little bit about the film and the OVA episodes, or OVA episodes. Now, let's talk a little bit about the film and the OVA episodes. So these might be completely unfamiliar to you, dear listener, if you don't really follow the stuff coming out of Japan specifically that never makes it here or never makes it outside of there. So the two OVA episodes and the film are from well, essentially 2013 or so, which at this point puts them at 7 years ago. Crazy. So I was actually living in Japan at the time that the Blu-rays got released for the film. I didn't get to see it in theater, but I have the Blu-ray sitting on my shelf even now, and I bought it while I lived there. And so that's how I got to see it. I own the Blu-ray. Now, those of you who don't speak Japanese and do your best to stick to generally legal sources for your media, you're unlikely to have seen either of these, the film or the OVAs, or OADs, whatever they're called at this point. They've never been licensed or released in English outside of the non-legal sources, we'll say. So I don't expect many of you to have seen these. And normally on this podcast, I try to stick to things that you can obtain and read or watch through legal licensed means. But because I'm talking about the manga, which, again, I'm amazed that I'm holding this in my hand in English, it wouldn't be right not to mention, you know, the film and the OADs. I won't get too much into them, but the film is amazing, for one. Just, and the OVA or OAD episodes, the two of them, are also amazing. They were animated by A1 Pictures, and essentially, they both are similar in this, but they adapt, you know, a series of unconnected or like random chapters from throughout the first couple volumes of the manga. The two short OAD episodes are standalone, as is the film. You do not need to see or read or watch anything aside from them. And this is just that kind of series. In all honesty, you could pick up any volume or any chapter in this story, and you'd essentially have a good idea of what's going on. You don't need a lot of backstory, aside from maybe the simple fact of what the setup is, and that's about it. Once you understand that, well, it's Jesus and Buddha, and they're on a gap year in Tokyo. From there, you can read any chapter in any order, really. It doesn't really matter that much. And so the film and the two short episodes essentially do that. They pick and choose some of the most interesting or funniest or memorable shorts, and they tie them together into two short episodes and then a film. They're not connected. Like, you don't need to watch the two OAD episodes and then watch the film, or watch the film and then the two OADs. It's not like that. They're just standalones. I absolutely love the style with which they were animated. They went for this like sketchy look. So a lot of the art and like shadows were colored in by like pencils, or it gave it that kind of like sketched look. And so I was really a big fan of the style. It had this like nice, colorful, vibrant world that they created. This sketched or like sketchy look gave it like a real unique atmosphere and animation style. It's really wonderful. I really do hope that now that we're getting the manga in English from Kodansha, that someone, I mean, a great licensor for this would be like G-Kids, because they do a lot of these anime films, and I think it'd be right up their alley. But considering it's 7 years old, I mean, the possibility is always there, but I'm not the most hopeful. But then again, like I said, I'm holding St. Young Men released in English in my hand, so you really never know what's going to happen. However, without some new resurgence or something that pushes some company to license it and release it in English finally, who knows? I mean, again, maybe the fact that we're getting it in English will make someone take a second look at the film. I really do hope we get the film licensed and released in English. That'd be wonderful. So, sadly, there's really nowhere for you, dear fan, to watch this movie in a manner that is licensed and legal unless you understand Japanese, and then you can just buy the Blu-ray or the DVD on, you know, Amazon Japan or something and ship it to you. If you speak Japanese and you can understand it, go ahead, do that. You won't regret it. It's a fantastic film. So since I'm not encouraging it, but I'm simply stating the fact that there does exist a fan-translated version of this out there on the internet, but I'd always encourage you to, well, go on and encourage or suggest to English licensing companies like G-Kids that they try and license and release this in English. And otherwise, you know, support the originals by buying the original versions from Japan. I think that's going to wrap me up for this episode, recommending Saint Young Men by Hikaru Nakamura, published in English by Kodansha Comics. There are 3 hardcover volumes currently available. The 4th is due to release on November 10th. And I'm, again, just so ecstatic that I have this volume in my hand. And no, I have not been holding it this whole time. It necessarily has not been literally in my hand each time I said that, but it currently is, because I'm waving it around like I'm doing this on camera, like you can see me, but this is a audio-only podcast, so you can't, so I guess I just have to enjoy it on my own. Go read this. It's also available digitally if you're not into hardcovers for whatever reason. It's an incredibly funny, lighthearted slice-of-life comedy series. Not to derail too much before I wrap this up, but Hikaru Nakamura is also the author of Arakawa Under the Bridge and other series I am a fan of and quite enjoyed, both the anime and the manga, but I'll save that for another time. So thanks for listening. Follow my Twitter, I am DocPay, for updates. And please, if you like Docupied, leave me a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. Every single one helps. I'll catch you next time.